we get things underway this afternoon by getting on board the telephone line and welcoming in our friend Sean Lash from the Amera Astronomy Center. Sean, how are you making out in these challenging times?
I'd be sequestered at my house as well. Fun.
How's your internet working?
My internet has been, knock on wood, very good. In fact, I feel like I've been living on either Skype or Zoom sessions for the last, basically a couple weeks. But I'm learning some new tricks, hopefully, as well. So I think it'll all work out.
All right. Well, then you have better service than me. Can I come do the show from your house tomorrow?
Could be an option. You never know.
I'll keep to myself. I'd keep my 6 feet distance, but then we hear during the news that maybe that's all nonsense and you really need to be 25 or 30 feet away from people. Oh, well.
Yeah. Have to lock you in the outbuilding here, something like that.
Well, that's okay. I think my wife is getting close to that anyway, so not a bad idea. Well, let's talk about what's going on. The planetarium has closed up, understandably so, but there are ways for people to use some of the resources of the Amera Astronomy Center. Can you explain what's available and how people can access that?
Yeah, sure. I would say right now we're going to be starting primarily with Facebook. So what we've been doing is on our Facebook page, we have been posting a variety of things, from little video clips to, you know, updates on the sky and even some resources. I just put together a document that I sent over to the UMaine Cooperative Extension, which has been really wonderful at gathering resources together in a variety of fronts. You can go there and look at their page. They have a page which, of course, has all kinds of educational things for teachers. And I sent them a document that has a whole list of websites that's sort of broken out into things for the general public and then things for the K-12 school groups, broken out into sort of elementary and then middle and high school types of activities and websites. But there's a lot of great stuff that one can do online. Just as an example, one of my favorite sites is called APOD, or Astronomy Picture of the Day. If you just look up Astronomy Picture of the Day in your browser, you'll find it. It's done by NASA, but every day there's a new image and a caption and some really beautiful imagery, sort of a little Zen moment for you amongst all this staying at home. But then, of course, there's lots of other great places to find stuff online. EarthSky.org is another really wonderful place for observational astronomy. There's heavens-above.com, which is one of my favorite programs for tracking the International Space Station, the Hubble Space Telescope, and creating your own star charts, things like that. And of course, NASA.gov has a huge plethora of information, news, activities, links to missions, things for kids, the like. And PBS Nova also has a really wonderful collection of sort of space and universe themed programming, and so PBS.org is another great place to check out some of that stuff.
Well, that's great information to have, because there's so many parents at home, and depending on what schools are doing, most parents I know are still looking for ways to keep their kids occupied, but also make sure that there's some quality information and opportunities for learning there. And it sounds like those would be some great resources that could either go along with what they're doing in school or be added to whatever they're getting from school.
Yeah, definitely. So I would especially recommend a website called spaceplace.nasa.gov for younger explorers and sort of elementary students. It has a whole variety of different activities and topics such as the sun, the solar system, Earth, the universe, and even science and technology. And again, it's really designed for, you know, younger students. And then for the little bit older students, you can check out, of course, the Khan Academy, which has a cosmology and an astronomy course that's sort of geared for middle and high school students. Also, I highly recommend Zooniverse, which is a project where you can do citizen science. And there's a whole variety of different citizen science projects on there, not just astronomy-related ones, but even ones related to biology and environmental science. But, of course, some really great ones on there are like Galaxy Zoo, where you can classify galaxies, Planet Hunters, where you're looking for exoplanets, and Solar Storm Watch, where you're sort of tracking solar weather and its effects on Earth. And again, there's lots of citizen science projects and other disciplines like art, literature, medicine, and the like. So definitely a lot of online resources. We're, like I said, we're posting some videos, and I've been working on learning some new tricks. I'm hoping that starting either later this week or early next, that I'll be creating some video content to post either on our Facebook page and maybe some additional stuff on our website. In fact, we're going to be trying to do a little update with this list of activities on our website probably in the next day or two as well, trying to get some of that set up. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Now, if you have a chance to get outside right now, and tonight it looks like, at least out my window, that it's supposed to be somewhat clear, but Venus is exceptionally bright over in the southwest. And the next several days, it's going to be sort of moving through and have what we call a conjunction with the Pleiades. It's going to pass through that area of the sky. The Pleiades are a really well-known star cluster. It looks kind of like a miniature version of one of the Dippers. So it's a really great sight with the naked eye. And then in the morning sky, if you're an early morning riser, of course, we have three planets right now, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Mars and Saturn really tight together, and Jupiter over to one side. Jupiter, of course, the brightest of those three. But again, a really spectacular sight if you're up about an hour or so before the sun and look towards the southeastern sky. And lastly, we have a new comet.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, and it's kind of one of those things that right now it's sort of passing between the Big and Little Dipper. You do need binoculars to see this. There's a bunch of finder charts you can find online. We posted one on the Astronomy Facebook or the AMER Astronomy Center Facebook page. But it's they're thinking that it will probably get bright enough to see with the unaided eye into mid to late April. But right now you will need binoculars minimally to see it. But with a regular pair of 7x50, 10x50 binoculars, you can catch it, again, sort of between the Big and Little Dippers, so it's relatively easy to spot.
That's excellent. Good information, Sean. We appreciate it. Thanks for doing it this way this time around. I look forward to the day when you can be right here in studio with us, but good of you to check in over the phone and let us know what's going on, and thanks for all the great work you're doing online to keep those services going for people.
Yeah, we're hoping that, we'll try to keep people engaged, in looking at the sky. And if you are sequestered at home, sometimes looking at the sky can really be a nice zen thing, a good thing for your mental health, and gets you out of the house and away from those computer screens a little bit too. So urge people to do that and have a balance in this time when we're all sort of sequestered at home, you might say.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it, Sean. Be well, be safe, and we'll check in with you again next month.
Sounds like a plan. Be safe, guys.
You too. That's Sean Latch, AMERA Astronomy Center.